Morning show. Joining us now, you might recall a couple of years ago, there was a movie made here in Northfield, or at least filmed, part of it was filmed here in Northfield at Carleton College. The movie is called Tuscaloosa, and it is premiering today. We're going to be joined now by our the director and also the producer. Eric Helgeson is the producer of the movie, and Philip Harder is the director. Gentlemen, good morning, and thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us on there.
Let's talk about the movie. This has been kind of a long time in the, I don't want to say making, that may not be true, but with the COVID, the pandemic, getting it released and everything, it's been a bit of a journey and a process for you.
Yeah, definitely. We actually premiered it, we're supposed to, on March 3rd of 2020, which was the first day of the pandemic. So, you know, after we came down, we filmed in Northfield and Carleton, and we even have some of the downtown streets there you might recognize if you're familiar with the area. So, like, it was great shooting down there and all this stuff, and we'd been working and months and editing and filming and all this. And then it got to coming out, and, like, everything shut down. So we were supposed to be in the theaters for, like, 3 weeks around the country, and then that fell through. So then we had to redo our plans, and now that things are opening up again, this is our kind of Minneapolis premiere weekend of Tuscaloosa. So it's a chance to get people there in person to see it in a live theater. So it would be great if people would come out to the Parkway in Minneapolis tonight at 7:30. We have the showing.
All right. The Parkway, a great facility. I think you'll enjoy that very much. Philip, let's turn things over to you for just a moment or so. You not only directed this, but I believe you're the writer of the story too, are you not?
Yeah, it's based on a novel by Glasgow Phillips called Tuscaloosa. And it's something I've really enjoyed, I wanted to make for a long time. You know, it's a great love story. We cast Natalia Dyer from Stranger Things, Devin Bostick, The 100, and Okja. Another great cast member, Tate Donovan, who plays the father. You might remember him from Argo and Rocket Man. And then this really cool Compton rapper named YG. He plays a great role in it, too. So putting this all together from a novel to the script to the screen, and thanks to Northfield, because we needed a mental institution. And so we used a building, you know, in Northfield that just fit the bill perfectly, a house there. We even shot downtown Northfield, but we replaced some of the buildings through the magic of post effects with some real architecture from 1972 Alabama.
All right. So, yeah, our KYMN studios are just right across the street from Carleton College on Division Street. So, I imagine we probably got edited out of that, but I'll look for it when I see the movie.
Yeah, we warped reality quite a bit with the layout of the land. Mm-hmm. We had thought about shooting this in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, but it takes place in 1972, and Tuscaloosa looks nothing like 1972 Alabama, so we had to make it from scratch anyway. And there's a few houses you might recognize in Northfield, although they're conveniently, through the magic of post effects, positioned kind of right in the middle of the campus there. But it's all trickery to pull the whole story together, and it looks absolutely fantastic. I mean, people who've seen this movie think we shot it in Alabama, believe it or not.
Well, I can't wait to see it. Can you give us a little information about the storyline, about the plot?
Sure. Natalia Dyer, who plays Virginia, she's thrown into an institution against her will. She's, you know, 17, 18 years old, and she meets Billy, Devin Bostick, like I said, Okja, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, if you remember that, and she immediately sees her escape. He's just home from college. He's spending the summer, you know, smoking pot and mowing lawns on the grounds of his father's mental institution. Meanwhile, across the tracks, his best friend, Nigel, African-American friend of Billy's, they've grown apart. This is 72 Alabama. Black power, V Vietnam protests, women's liberation. So everything's coming to head in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. But Virginia, she's a firecracker of this whole movie, and she may be, in some ways, the only sane person in this film, even though she's the one who's institutionalized against her will. We don't spend a lot of time at all in the institution because they're constantly going on these clandestine, late night love affair type of things, like the drive-in and all that classic stuff from 1972. Fantastic acting. The cinematography from Theo Stanley is amazing. Basically, I took about 30 years of my music video experience and put it into this beautiful film that I'm so happy we were able to pull off.
I'd love to see it. Can't wait. Eric, let me direct a question your way. Let's talk about, tell us about filming a movie in Minnesota. Because I understand not only with Carleton College in Northfield here, this whole thing was shot in different areas of Minnesota.
Yeah, that's true. So architecturally, we are looking around and like basically Tuscaloosa today in 2021, just does not look like it would in 1972. So we had to go around to towns and find, just styles that would work for that. And there was an institution down outside of Tuscaloosa, which was actually the same architectural style as Laird Hall at Carleton. So if you're familiar with the campus, you'll recognize that building. And then we also have a scene that was down in the Gulf of Mexico, which we have our own little gulf up on the north shore of Lake Superior, so you'll recognize Lake Superior as the Gulf of Mexico. And then there's a scene where they're fishing on a riverbank, but they're really actually in downtown Minneapolis. So we had some kind of fun solutions of creating this world of Tuscaloosa that you make for the movie. So it, but between our connections and how we were able to get it made, it was a better option to create 72 Alabama here in Minnesota. And some people on the internet that said they're from Alabama say they recognize the building from Tuscaloosa. So we've convinced some people.
All right. Once again, we are talking with Eric Helgeson, the producer, and Philip Harder, the director of the new movie that's got a premiere tonight. It's called Tuscaloosa. Eric, filming in general in Minnesota, I know at one time Minnesota had some type of governor's board or task force trying to attract movie makers and people who are involved with the cinema to Minnesota. Did you work through that? Does Minnesota still have one? Is it pretty easy to get things done here in Minnesota?
Well, what was good for us was our connections here. So there wasn't a lot of like tax breaks or like government support in that sense. And we actually considered moving the production to Georgia because of that kind of thing where like we could make it, you know, a little cheaper, but then we didn't have as many connections there. So really making it in Minnesota was more of a value for us, because like we knew a lot of people and there's a lot of like all the talent, like production wise, there's people around here that can do a lot of that stuff. So, you know, Hollywood shoots all kinds of stuff outside of Hollywood and, you know, calls it all kinds of places. And, you know, if you didn't know otherwise, you'd say that this is 1972 Alabama.
All right, let's move things back over to Philip Harder, the director. Philip, I know you've been in, from what I've read about you, if memory serves, and correct me please if I'm wrong, you've got a lot of experience within the field, but this is the first time directing a full-length feature film, is that correct?
Yes, we've done some documentary full-length features. We also have a new movie that we edited during COVID while all this stuff was happening about Baron von Raschke. It's called The Claw. But Tuscaloosa is the first narrative feature. Mm-hmm. Granted, I also was a cinematographer for a couple movies. But a lot of this comes from my experience making music videos. And that really opened the door and why we were able to get such a great cast. You know, right here in Minnesota, we had some of these stars. And actually, when we were shooting, we were going to the cafeteria at Carleton College with Natalia Dyer, who was a huge star right at that time in Stranger Things. But she had dyed her hair blonde because that's what the book called for, and that's what I wrote in the script. And she showed up blonde, and no one recognized her. And so she's sitting in there in the cafeteria at Carleton, eating with all the students and just chatting with them like she's another student. But, you know, you'll see her in the movie. And a lot of this comes from my experience, too, with, you know, music videos that I've shot all over the world, but some of which right here in Minnesota, like one of my most famous music videos is for Incubus Drive. And we shot that at the university in Minneapolis. So I knew we could do things like that, and the crews and everything knew me so well. So we put everything we learned that we knew, every connection, every star, and made this a Minnesota film about Alabama.
Well, really looking forward to seeing it. The debut of that is tonight. It's at the Parkway Theater in Minneapolis. Is there going to be a limited run at the Parkway? Is this just a one-night showing here now? What about the overall release of it?
Well, we actually released it March 13th, 2020, but we shifted over to the streaming, you know, because everything got shut down, as we all know, so we couldn't do our theater screenings. But this is the first time that it's literally in person where we can go. You know, everybody masks up and they go to the Parkway, and it looks so fantastic on the big screen the way it was meant to be versus your telephone or your computer, you know, with all the commercials in between. So this is the opportunity to see it live. And we actually had a screening last night, so tonight is the day two of the live in-person screening. And we had a Q&A afterwards, and it was fantastic. Great questions. Young filmmakers there wanting to know the inside. And just, you know, people who are amazed by the pretty tense and heavy love story that we portrayed.
Now, is there a particular platform you can look for it online? Would it be on, like, you know, Netflix or any of the other streaming platforms?
This is not the way to promote a live screening. We're hoping that you come up from Northfield, which is only 45 minutes. We've taken that trip many times. But it is on Amazon Prime. It is on, you know, Apple iTunes. But, you know, really, if you could see this movie on the screen and come to a Q&A and meet the filmmakers, that's where it's at. Trust me.
Mm-hmm. All right. Looking forward to it.
We have a Q&A or a meet and greet at 6:30, and then it screens at 7 o'clock tonight at the Parkway at 4814 Chicago Avenue in South Minneapolis.
All right. And are tickets still available at this point?
Yep. Yep. Oh. And they should be available at the door.
Okay.
Or you can order them online through the Parkway Theater's website.
Well, thank you so much for being with us, taking a few minutes and being with us. Much appreciated. Best of luck to you with not only this project, but the future ones that you said they're in the pipeline right now. And folks, once again, that's tonight at the Parkway Theater in Minneapolis. Gentlemen, thanks for being with us. Have a good day.
Yeah, Jeff, we'll have a great ticket for you. So come on up.
All right, I'll be there. We'll see you guys.
All right.
That is, once again, Eric Helgeson, the producer, and Philip Harder, the director. The movie is called Tuscaloosa. Great to see on the big screen and a great venue at the Parkway in Minneapolis. That's going to do it for me.